will know. The Ilula of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes starts this evening and he died very nice, very good to go. So there is an option if you want maybe to go together or something. There is a company called Hoffman Tours. They are arranging buses to go to Rabbi Meir. There is a bus that goes today at 5:30 p.m. comes back 12:30, probably a.m. right at night. It's written at p.m. but probably it's a.m. But need to order seats over there. It costs 85 shekels for everyone that wants, maybe if you want to. So there is that phone number. Can you put it on the, give it to your can you hang it on the wall please over there? There is a number of that Hoffman Tools. Someone, anyone wants to go to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, it's 100% salvation. No doubt about it. Wonderful. So we are in Torah Lamed Vav 36 in Kutim Moran, and we learned something like 15 lines from the top. Bezo klal, and it's a rule. Shekol nefesh Mishrael, that every soul from Am Yisrael, kodem sheyesh la itgalut b'Torah u'b'avodah, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening a window, certain new understanding in learning Torah, in avodat haTfilah, azay menasinu metzarfim et hanefesh, so they're purifying the soul begalut shel 70 lashon haynu betavoten, means throwing him into the exile of 70 languages, 70 nations, in their lusts and desires. So, need to learn that wisdom to understand in time of stress, in times of difficulty, in time that all of lusts and desires are trying to overpower on us. This is the time to remember that Hashem is sending us and testing us, something like 15 lines from the top, from the beginning of Torah Lamed Vav 36. Part of the beginning. And it's a rule. So all of those tests, all of those lusts and desires that are coming and attacking, and suddenly you feel that you're worse, that you're mamash falling, and it's a test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not gonna punish you on the lusts that you have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just want to see where are you holding, what do you want. וכשהיא באה במידותיהן בגלות, and you should remember that when your soul is coming into that place, into the exile, אזי היא רעמת 70 קלים, so it screams in 70 voices. Your soul is screaming, you're not cooperating, maybe your body is stuck somewhere. This is the exile. What's an exile? That they're taking someone from one place and dragging him by force to a place that he doesn't want to be in. This is an exile. They're excommunicating him. So they're taking your body and dragging you from the place that you want to be in into lust and desires, and the soul is screaming. So a wise person, he remembers where he came from. He looks inside to the soul that is screaming. A stupid person is saying to himself, alright, so now we're here and we need to develop new connections and to meet new people, and he's cooperating. He comes to be a German. But if he's got a memory that he's not a German, that he's a Jew, so he's working hard all of the time to remind himself, I'm a Jew, I'm coming from Israel, I'm an Israeli person, I'm Yehudi. And he's fighting on that to remember that he's got a soul. Ki hitgalut, because that revealing of the Torah, hibchinat ledan, it's an aspect of birth. Ki kodem hitgalut shel Torah, because before the Torah reveal itself inside of the person, azai hi bibchinat ibur, so first of all, it's hidden, it's inside his stomach, like pregnancy. Sha Torah hi ne'elam mimeno, that the Torah, it's hidden from him. He doesn't know what he's got inside. Each and every one of us don't know what we have inside. You have so much Torah. you have so much. It's you're a spring of Torah. You're a lake of Torah. You have the sea of wisdom inside of you. Every one of us. You're a spiritual being. You have an internal connection with the Creator. You know what you have inside. You don't know. It's hidden. So you have to suffer. You have to scream in 70 voices. And then it comes out. And then it reveals. So in the beginning it's ka'atzamim bebeten ha-mele'ah, like organs that are in a full stomach, inside of the belly. Bibchinat, in the aspect of what it's written, ve'anochi haster astir, that Hashem is hiding Himself. The fact that you're not aware to who you are, to what you have inside, to your treasures, it's because that Hashem doesn't let you see, doesn't let us see. Haynu begalut, this is that exile, b'midot ha-ra'ot shel 70 lashon, in those bad attributes of 70 languages, 70 nations. Ki ha-klipa kadma la-pri, because first of all there is the peel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the peel. Before He is creating the fruit, He creates the peel. U'mi she-rotze le'echol ha-pri, and the one that wants to eat the fruit, tzarich le-shaber mikodem ha-klipa. First of all, you have to break the peel, to peel the peel, have to. Lachen, this is why, kodem ha-itgalut, before that you reveal the fruit, the sweetness, what that you have inside, have to remember that you have it inside. You have it. You don't need to learn Torah to know Torah. You learn Torah because you're reminding yourself what you have inside by learning Torah. The angel already taught each and every one of us all of the Torah. And the place that our souls came from is higher than the Torah. Is higher than the Torah. Because Am Yisrael, before of the Torah, Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was consulting with Am Yisrael how to create the world. And then he decided to look at the Torah and to create the world. Am Yisrael were there before. And also just to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the creation, Jake told me that he received that, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminate his eyes to see. That actually all of the creation depends in the will, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal His mercy. This is what that He wanted. Ratza legalot rachmanuto. And because of His will, so He created the world and everything happened after it. The source of the creation is the will. So how can you reach the source of everything? To connect yourself to the will. To connect yourself to the will of the one that said and created the world, to the Creator, to the will of Hashem. What's the will of Hashem? To reveal the Rachmanut. Which Rachmanut? Of Hashem. What it means? To change the way that He's leading the world? No. This is the way that He wants to lead. This is His Rachmanut. Just to reveal that it's all Rachmanut. Just to reveal that it's all mercy. That it's all good. Now it's good. Now it's perfect. This is how you connect yourself to the will of Hashem. And you and Hashem becomes to be one. And this is it. Hashem is one in heaven and Hashem is one in earth. And you live in heaven. You live in paradise. You live sweet life. Sweet life. And it doesn't mean that you don't have difficulties. Because Hashem have a lot of mercy to have on you. He needs to bring you to the purpose. And for one, it's to show Him that He's a zero. For other one, it's to show Him that He doesn't have no patience. For someone else, it's to show Him that He's cheap, that He's got horrible attributes. And why all of that? Like we're learning here. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to reveal what you have inside. So for that, have to send you to a certain test. And in that test, they're checking you. If you're cooperating with the peel, with the nations, or that you're fighting strong to reveal who that you are from inside. And if you're working hard to reveal who that you are inside, you find Hashem. Like the Rav Shalom said, explained. First of all, a person have to believe in himself. To believe in himself, it means that you believe that you have a soul, that you're a spiritual being. And when you believe in yourself that you are holy, that you have that inside of yourself, and you see the light of your neshama, that it means that you have a complete, perfect will, that you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, you want to serve Hashem, then you can see the light of the Torah, and then you can see the light of the righteous people, and they are showing to you the light of Hashem. So it's a process. You have three stages. First of all, you need to believe in yourself to see the light of your neshama, that it means that you're going to recognize, that you're going to understand, that you want Hashem Yitbarach already. Not to work on the will, not to want Hashem. You want Hashem. It's your spiritual nature. This is who that you are.
you are a Jew. You have chelek eloka mima'al that burns to Hashem, that just desire to connect himself to Hashem. This is who that you are. You need to remove the pill. You need to divide yourself from the nations, from their lusts and desires, from all of the bad attributes, from anger, from sadness, things that kills the will, things that hides the fact that you already connected to Hashem, that Hashem is with you. That Hashem is with you. Rabbeinu is writing something amazing in Torah 12, in the second part of the Tikkun Moran. I read it yesterday night, and I'm warning you, I'm twisting what it's written in the Torah. But Rabbeinu said that it's allowed. Rabbeinu said you can twist the Likutei Moharan, you can bend it, whatever you want, and just don't change no paragraph from the Shulchan Aruch. So we're venting now. Rabbeinu is saying in Torah 12, second part of Likutei Moharan, somewhere in the middle, Rabbeinu is saying on a person, Valken, this is why, כשאדם נופל חס ושלום, when a person is falling חס ושלום, לבחינת מקומות אלו, to the aspect of those places, דהיינו לבחינת מקומות המתונפים, to the aspect of the filthy places, נופל לספקות והרהורים ובלבולים גדולים, so he is falling to huge doubts, thoughts and confusions, ואזי מתחיל להסתכל על עצמו, and then he starts to look at himself. So the pshat, the positive way that Rabbeinu is writing the thing, sounds like that Rabbeinu is saying that after a person is falling, so then he starts checking to himself and he's asking, hey, what's going on with me? It isn't right. I'm not supposed to be in those places. He wakes up in tshuva. And Rabbeinu is continuing saying, and he sees שרחוק מאוד מכבודו יתברך, that is very far from Hashem יתברך. I want to change it a little bit. I want to read it in a different way. And to say like that, that when a person is falling to the filthiest places of them all, and is falling to those doubts and bad thoughts and huge confusions, so then he starts to look at himself. What it means that he starts to look at himself? That those are the confusions. Not that it's the tshuva process to come out, climb out from the filthiest, lowest places of them all. Just the fact that you're looking at yourself, it's a mistake. You need to look at Hashem. If you're looking at yourself, means how I'm going to do tshuva, how I'm going to learn Torah, it's a mistake. You're still arrogant. You're still...
It's the first thing of Adam Rishon sinned. What was the first thing that happened? He realized that he was naked. He had a self-realization instead of being connected.
Beautiful. You start look at yourself, you think that your tshuva depends in you. Like if you're going to put more effort in the tshuva process, you're going to get somewhere. It's a lie. Only if Hashem will want to take you somewhere higher, He's going to take you somewhere higher. You're in prison of lust and desires, and a prisoner cannot take himself out of prison. He needs someone else to come from outside to save him. So it's not depends on you. What is the itaruta diltata? Itaruta diltata that a person needs to wake up from it's in the will. It's to want. You cannot do nothing. Yitzro shel adam, the yetzera of a person, is coming every day. He wants to kill the person, wants to make him crazy, wants to make him meshuga, that he's going to kill himself. This is the will of the yetzera. And if not, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help that poor person, he cannot fight with the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is the biggest angel of them all. He's the largest angel of them all. He's got a thousand eyes. How you can fight with him? With the angel of death you can fight. Who can fight with the angel of death? He's made out of fire, he's made out of flesh and bones, and even those flesh and bones are not functioning like they should. What can you do? You cannot do nothing. So you cannot fight. Only if Hashem is going to help. So when a person is falling to those confusions, he starts looking at himself, and he sees that he's very far from Kuvado Yitbarach. It's a lie. That you are far from the honor of Hashem Yitbarach, it's a lie. It's not the truth. You're not far. If you're looking on your actions, on your physical body, that is not... Alright, I can understand that point of view. But the truth is that Karov Hashem, that Hashem is close. Not that you're close, you're far. All right. In the exile, in the depths of the exile, from the side of your body that is forced because of your the way that you came down to this world, how your parents grew you, taught you, teach you, how you ate all of your childhood, weren't making netilat yadayim properly, weren't doing nothing properly, not eating kosher like you should, not watching, guarding your eyes, and on and on. So because of that, the body been contaminated. So now that the body been contaminated, it's obvious that the person's body gonna sin. You cannot stop it. It's gonna take a long time and process to work on your attribute today, to pray on it day after day, one day after the other, to work on yourself, to fix the middah. It's something that you need to receive from Hashem. Like that wonderful question that we asked once, how can it be that in one place it's written that all of your success depends in your effort? Yagata umatzata ta'amid. If you put the effort, so you're going to find, and then believe that it's yours, wonderful, you deserve it, because you put the effort. Kifum tzara agra. According to the effort, so you're going to receive the reward, the gain. But in a different place it's written that the Torah has been given to the person mimidbar matana, from the desert, as a free gift. So if it's a free gift, so it's not according to the effort. And if it's according to the effort, so it's not a gift. I deserve it, it's mine, it's not a gift. So those two things contradict each other. And Rav Shalom explained that when a person is showing that he is putting a lot of effort, by that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give him a free gift. Really, it's not deserved to nothing. The Torah that you received it only when you come to the aspect that calls Midbar. Midbar, the desert, it's an empty place, that nothing can grow in that place, no success can be in that place. Place of wolves, coyotes, I don't know which animals are running in the desert. With bandits are running, Ishmaelim are running in the desert. This is it. This is what you have in the desert. So only when you come to that place that you realize, I'm nothing. I'm empty, I'm dry, like the desert. I don't have a drop of water inside of me. Water of Torah, water of Tefillah. When you learn Torah with humility, when you realize that they have the Torah, that Rashi's got the Torah for sure, the Tosfot, they have the Torah, all of Tanaim, Amoraim, all of them Farshim, they have the Torah. Me? I don't have the Torah. When you learn like that, you become to be like the desert, that you feel your emptiness, your humility. Then you can receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a free gift. So if a person is checking himself and is looking on himself and he realizes that he is still far from Hashem, it's all a mistake. It's all part of those confusions that the person felt to them. You need to look to see how close Hashem is to you, to reveal the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that I'm so far from Him, from the side of my body, still He wakes me up every day to serve Him. He illuminates and opens my eyes to serve Him, and takes me to a wonderful journey of awareness, of development, and growth. And every day is a new day, and every day I learn another detail, and completing that wonderful puzzle of faith, until that you can see everything, that you can understand everything.
See you, Shavuot.
So, like we said before, Lachen, this is why, Kodem HaYitgalut, before the HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals that wisdom, that Torah to the person, Torah, or the power of Tefillah, Mukhrach HaNefesh Lavo Bagalut, the soul have to come into the exile, have to go through the exile. You're forced to do that. Have to understand, and not to chase after yourself, and not to blame yourself on what that you're going through, because you have to go through that process. And it's written in Likutei Moharan. You have to go through that exile of 70 languages. You have to have lust for food, you have to have lust for women, lust for money, all kinds of lusts and desires, all kinds of bad attributes. You have to feel anger, have to feel frustration. Righteous, pure people that never sinned in their lives, they made tshuva on the fact that they have the option, the ability to sin. It means like Yitzchak Avinu, that he's from the Midat HaDin, that he can fight with the Yetzer Hara in the zone of the Yetzer Hara, inside the Sitra Achra, before it attacks the side of the Kedusha. before it penetrates to the camp of Am Yisrael, when it's still outside, he's fighting over there. But he's so humble, he knows for sure that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test him, he will fail. This is why he's going to fight fast before they're going to attack him. Abba la'orgecha, Hashkem la'orgo, the one that comes to kill you, wake up early to kill him before he goes. So they're fighting before that they've been attacked. Alright, but still, for them it's the same. Because they're not holding themselves as righteous people. It's better, Rabbeinu said that it's better to be a Rasha that knows that he's Rasha than a Tzaddik that thinks that he's a Tzaddik. It's better to be a Rasha that knows that he's Rasha than to be a Tzaddik that thinks that he's a Tzaddik. That you really hold yourself as a righteous man and you're doing good things and you're righteous and you're pure. Off the track. Not in the Kedusha zone. So, have to go through those process, each and every one of us. Hainu b'midotehem, in their attributes, kedei leshabram, to break them. How are you going to break something that's not in your hands? Something that is not in your territory? How are you going to break it? How are you going to conquer it? How are you going to learn? How are you going to develop? En chacham kebal nisayon. If you're not purchased the experience, how are you going to be wise? How are you going to teach others? How are you going to educate your children? Where are you going to have the wisdom? And after that, you come to that understanding, to that revealing of the wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Ezrat Hashem to all of us. Amen.